Heave, damn it! Heave! Jake shouted over the wide channel, sweat pouring down his face. He strained to force his mech to pull harder on a seemingly immovable railgun. Slowly, it began to shift upward. He stood on the Relentless's aft with four other mechs, trying desperately to lift the base of the railgun away from the hull, where it was affixed. In zero-G, it should have been a snap, but it wasn't gravity holding the massive weapon in place. There were a trio of high-tension cables attached to its base, at least until the mechs could stretch them to the point where engineers inside the ship could unlock them. The railgun wasn't meant to be moved by mechs. They were specialized platform machines designed to orbit around the destroyer, using a set of magnets and support tools to shift the railgun out of the mounting easily and release it to the zero-G environment of space around the ship. But those kinds of machines were a universe away from the Relentless and the rest of the battle group. Like everything else that would come with space dock and repairs after a major engagement, the tools for repair weren't around, and they weren't going to be around. If it was disheartening to know that there was no backup on the way to the pocket universe, it was a lack of experienced space dockers that left them in desperate straits now.
"This is ridiculous," Tucker said over the wide channel. "We can't move this thing."
Jake couldn't decide what bothered him more, the blatant descent over an open channel, or the fact that it didn't sound like Tucker was straining at all.
"We can move it," he said,
making sure that the strain was obvious in his voice. He doubted Tucker cared, but he wanted the rest of the team to know the kind of effort he wanted from them.
"We just have to work together."
Zeph chimed in.
"Tucker's right. Even if we get it off, we aren't going to have the tools to shift and replace it."
"Great," Jake thought. "The open descent continues." But he couldn't blame them. None of them had slept for more than a couple of hours in days.
"We didn't win that fight with the Brood to give up now."
"If this is what victory feels like," Mo said, "I don't want to know what losing feels like."
"It feels like nothing."
Ash's voice sounded even more strained than Jake's.
"Because we'd be dead."
At least Ash sounded like she was pulling her own weight. She was opposite Jake across the breach, working the finger of her mech farther between the base of the weapon and its mounting. Their side was rising up, pulling free of the locking mechanism.
"Just a little further."
Sweat stung Jake's eyes.
"Make sure you keep it level at the other end. Otherwise, we're just going to slip off this thing."
The moment the words left his lips, the railgun shifted, and his mech's fingers began to slide off the base of the railgun. Out of the corner of his eye, he spotted a thick cable connecting the nose of the ruined railgun to the ship's electrical system. The small tension cables were one thing, but the energy transfer cable was as thick around as the torso of Jack's Mimas. And it wasn't supposed to be there.
"Hold up," he screamed. "We're still connected to the mains."
"What?"
Tucker shouted.
"How?"
"Look out,"
Zeph cried. Two of the tension cables had been unlocked, but the pressure only shifted to the huge central cable. The unexpected force pulled Zeph's mech off its feet as Ash and Jake lost their grip. The rear of the railgun's base slammed down as the powerful electrical cable snapped back. Zeph managed to pull her mech's fingers clear before they were sheared off, but now there were only Tucker and Mo on the front. They had no chance of holding the rest of the assembly up by themselves.
"Release it!"
Tucker shouted. He and Mo both let go at the same time. If one or the other hadn't done so, the railgun would have crashed down onto their mechs, and onto who knew how many of the human engineers buzzing around the base of the giant gun. A pair of grappling hooks exploded, crushed by the railgun. Two more hooks caved in. The base had been badly damaged on the end where the cable was still attached, and it collapsed, sending the railgun through the metal mounting, then through the hull itself